Let's go back to the Truitt Insurance and Bonding Hotline and talk with Emma Terry.
Emma, are you with us?
Hello, Emma.
Hello. How are y'all doing this morning?
Oh, you you sound ebullient, too.
Ebullient.
Yes.
Yeah, you're ebullient.
Our
Did you
word
know
of the day.
Oh, me. Folks,
well, it's so good to be on this morning. Thank you guys so much for having me.
We appreciate you getting up early and being part of it.
No, that's a fact. Emma, it's been a lot of fun. I for folks who don't know, I was on the judges panel that resulted in this Emma Terry being our current Miss Jefferson County as she gets ready to compete for the Miss Alabama crown. Emma, how are you? How are things going?
Things are going great. I am staying super busy, and Miss Alabama is the last full week of June, so June 23rd through June 29th. So getting in full swing with prep mode and getting ready for Miss Alabama. So just staying busy, very excited to get ready for Miss Alabama in June.
No, and that'll be
here quick for sure.
And it's at the Wright Center, correct?
Absolutely.
At Samford University, isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
A beautiful venue and plenty of parking for anyone who's concerned.
Yeah. So come out and support.
Yeah, as they need to be there. Yeah, for sure. In fact, the groups came out, right? Or have they come out yet? Do you know what group you're going to be in?
Yes. So I'm number 14 in the Mu group. There's Mu, Alpha, and Sigma. And we chose our number and our placement at orientation back in March. And they separate each group. You have about 14 girls in each group, and you compete in a different phase of competition every single preliminary night. And that just divides everything up so you can get through the preliminary phases of competition easily. And then on finals night, that's when they narrow it down to the top 12.
Well, and I know you stay busy. You've got a good relationship with the Clothes Tree and Gus Meyer. I mean, every time I turn around, you're doing sort of she does a cool little like modeling promotion wearing some of their outfits. And that's got to be a lot of fun, isn't it?
Oh, it's so much fun. I'm scheduled to work with Gus Meyer next week, actually. But that connection just kind of happened through the Miss Alabama organization. So when I served as Miss Alabama's team, I was in the Miss Alabama Fashion Show, and Gus Meyer always sponsors Miss Alabama and the Miss Alabama Fashion Show. So when I went in with my fitting, we just hit it off, and I said, hey, if you guys ever need anybody to work with or model, you just give me a call. The rest is history. So I love working with Gus Meyer, and I also love working with the Clothes Tree.
See, you went for the ask, man, and you got it. It paid off for you. That's great. But that's a great point, Emma, is the connections that you can make through these pageants and events like that. That seems, in my opinion, that and the scholarships, I mean, are just amazing chances for people to really further themselves. Tell us a little bit about how you got into it and maybe some of that path of things that are working out for you.
Absolutely. And, hey, you hit the nail on the head. This organization gives you an opportunity to develop your interpersonal skills. And I'm actually on the Fast Track Master of Accounting program at UAB right now because of the scholarships and opportunities that I've gained through the Miss America organization. So I'm receiving both my bachelor's and master's degrees at the same time thanks to the scholarships that I've earned through this organization. But I started competing. I had someone approach me and say, look, you would be a great fit for the Miss Alabama's team program. And at the time, I was a very shy 14-year-old, and I thought, oh my gosh, there is no way that I could get up on a stage and do what these girls are doing. But I watched the preliminary, and I said, oh, I absolutely want to do this.
Yeah.
And I remember walking in my first interview, I felt like my knees were shaking, and I had no idea what to expect. But after that first preliminary competition that I did as a teen, I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I walked away with nothing that night. I didn't win a single award, but I cannot tell you the confidence that I felt walking off stage at the end of that competition, because I knew that I had just done something impactful. I had clearly articulated a worthwhile platform, and I competed in all of these different phases of competition, working towards a better version of myself. And so I kept going because I loved it, and the rest is history again. So I competed through the team program since I was 14, and then I started competing in the Miss Division as soon as I could. So it's been a really incredible opportunity for me, because I know that I would not even be able to speak on the phone with you guys this morning if it wasn't for the skills that I've learned and developed through this organization.
Folks, you're listening to Truett News Radio. We are on the air with Emma Terry, Miss Jefferson County for 2024, as she launches herself into the candidacy for Miss Alabama coming up here at the end of June. And I got to say, Emma, having sat on that judge's panel and I watched person after person come in for those interviews, it's an intimidating concept. And as you know, it was at the high school there in Warrior, and there must have been a 200-yard walk-up that you had to do before you even got to the podium, which had to be intimidating by itself. But as impressive as everybody was, truly, you were the most impressive with respect to that interpersonal communication and your ability to navigate that interview. But as we talk about that, too, part of what you had to talk about was your community service initiative. And I know that that one took on sort of an extra strong meaning for you even as of this week. But tell the folks what your community service initiative is.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Brock. It definitely was a bit of a trek to get to that podium in the interview room.
Yeah, for sure.
But you guys were such a great panel. You had smiling faces and were so warm and open. So that's always really great to be met with that kind of energy. But my community service initiative is called Stomping Out ALS One Step at a Time.
Yes.
And ALS, for those who aren't familiar, stands for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. And it's also known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
Right.
My grandfather had ALS, and he unfortunately passed away last week. So it's been a bit of a tough couple of weeks through that loss.
Yeah.
But ALS is 100% fatal 100% of the time. And I've always been passionate about this cause as a caregiver for someone who has this disease. I've seen and experienced the effects of ALS firsthand. And now that my grandfather falls into that 100% statistic, I'm even more passionate about the cause because now I get to do all of this work in his memory, not just in his honor, but it's in his memory now.
Yeah.
And it's really special to be able to do that for him and to have had the time that I had with him. And so I'm doing things like the Drive Out ALS Cruise In. That's one of my signature fundraisers.
Yes.
And in his honor, before ALS, he loved cars, and he loved showing off his 1963 Chevy Impala Super Sport at car shows and cruise-ins all over the state. So it's a really special event, and it's the first year that we're doing it without my Grandy. But I know that he's going to be there in spirit, and I know he's going to be watching us, and we're going to keep taking steps for Stuart and driving out ALS.
Yeah, and he'll be there unencumbered this time around for sure. And that's coming up.
Absolutely.
That's next Saturday, right? May 11th at the shops at Grand River, correct?
Yes. To all our listeners, mark your calendars. It's at the outlet shops of Grand River in Leeds next Saturday, May 11th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's very simple. You just drive up to Drive Out ALS. The rules are also simple. You can bring anything with wheels. I don't care.
I have something with
wheels.
And
it doesn't even have to be operational. As long as it has wheels and as long as you're there to support the ALS community, we are going to welcome you with open arms.
Well, man, that's great. It is such a tough disease. I think it's fantastic. I'm sorry for your loss of your granddad, but it is great that this is what you're embracing and bringing attention to.
Yeah, that's a fact. Well,
thank you.
And I have to tell you something, Emma. I had to look up what a cruise in is. I wasn't that cool. But a cruise in's like a cruise show, but it's a lot more casual, right?
Yes. So there's car shows and cruise ins. And with a car show, it's like you said, it's more of a formal event where you're going to have judges and awards and things like that. But then with a cruise in, it's much more casual. It's more of a drive up, drive in, and you're just going to show off your car, you're going to meet other people, and you're just going to have a really great day focused on a great cause.
Yeah, well, that's a fact. And lots of ways people can sign up for this, right? I mean, they can show up that day, but if they want to do so ahead of time, there are options available for that, right?
Yes, you can email or call, and that is on the flyer posted on my social media. So you can visit Stomping Out ALS on Instagram and Facebook, and you can also just send me a friend request on my Facebook at Emma Terry. And if you have any questions about the event, you just let me know.
Well, Emma, so as you go on into the crown here at the end of June, of course, there are different categories. There's fitness, there's the interview. But one of them, of course, is talent. And a lot of folks are always interested in that. What will be the talent that you'll bring to stage?
So my talent is ballet on point, and I'm dancing to a piece called Sing, Sing, Sing this year. So it's different than my piece last year,
okay.
But I'm very excited to perform this piece, and it's a little bit different for me, but I'm thrilled. I've been working really hard on it, and I can't wait to show it on the Miss Alabama stage and perform it.
Well, man, you're going to do great. We're excited for you, and hopefully we're talking about maybe getting out there ourselves and cheering for you.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You guys definitely need to come and bring any friends.
All right, we will after they do it. You're a great promoter. We need to hire you on for that
for sure.
Too. So
thank you.
Well, we got to run. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll run into you soon. See you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you. I hope to see y'all next week.
Yeah, for sure. That's right. Definitely May 11th. The shops at Grand River.
Yes, sir. Well, right. Thank y'all so much. This has been fantastic. Have a great rest of your day.
All right. Bye bye.
Thank you. That's Emma Terry, Miss Jefferson County of 2024, and make sure that you get out there to stomp out ALS.